This is Jay Sekulow. Hundreds of thousands in Washington for the March for Life. But President Obama, he's celebrating Roe versus Wade.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
In my mind, reproductive care is essential care. It is basic care. And so it is at the center and at the heart of the plan that I've proposed.
That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. It's the 39th anniversary of Roe versus Wade. The March for Life is going on in Washington, D.C. with hundreds of thousands of people. But the President of the United States says this: as we mark the 39th anniversary of Roe versus Wade, we must remember that this Supreme Court decision not only protects women's health and reproductive freedom, but also affirms a broader principle that government should not intrude on private family matters. I remain committed to protecting a woman's right to choose, and this is a fundamental constitutional right. While this is a sensitive and often divisive issue, no matter what our views, we must stay united in our determination to prevent unintended pregnancies, support pregnant women and mothers, reduce the need for abortion, encourage healthy relationships, and promote adoption. And as we remember this historic anniversary, we must also continue our efforts to ensure that our daughters have the same rights, freedoms, and opportunities as our sons to fulfill their dreams. Let me play for you a statement that the president made while he was on the campaign trail in 2008. This is number 7.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
This is what the president of the United States, now president of the United States, said: punished with a baby. I want to hear your opinions on this, folks. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, the issue of life front and center in these campaigns. But this president, unapologetically pro-abortion, no doubt about it. And I want to know from the American people, what do you think of those statements? Punished with a baby. 1-800-684-3110.
Since that decision, January 22nd, 1973, there have been 54 million abortions in the United States of America, Dad. And President Obama said in his closing statement on this, the press release he issued yesterday, celebrating the anniversary of Roe versus Wade, abortion on demand as a federal mandate. We must also continue our efforts to ensure that our daughters have the same rights, freedoms, and opportunities as our sons to fulfill their dreams, echoing the same message of the one we just played, that this is about basically that babies, that children, that getting pregnant, that it's a burden, that it's a problem, and that it takes away opportunities. And so because of that, you allow for 54 million Americans who would be here today who are not because of Roe versus Wade.
Well, it's, to me, unbelievably outrageous. We're going to play more of the president's statements. We're going to let you know that statement coming back from 2008, as someone who's been fighting for life for over two decades, the ACLJ, that really has me angry, to be honest. We'll be taking your phone calls. Let me tell you what we're doing today, folks. I've got a DVD that I want everybody in America to have. It's called Choosing Life. It is the history of the pro-life movement. We're going to take you inside the courtroom when we litigated these cases. If you want, you just go to ACLJ.org. You can still sign on to those briefs. You can request your copy of the DVD, Choosing Life, or call us right now. Every library in the country, every person listening to this radio broadcast needs Choosing Life, the history of the pro-life movement, so you're educated on what we're fighting for. Here's the number to get your free copy, 1-877-989-2255. We've distributed so far 500,000 copies of this. I want you to have it in your library as this president, the most pro-abortion president in our history, is making these statements. You go to your phones right now, get your copy of Choosing Life, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, and help us out at ACLJ.org.
The battle to protect life could not be more important. While President Obama celebrates the tragic anniversary of Roe v. Wade, which has resulted in 54 million abortions, the American Center for Law and Justice remains dedicated to working in the courts and in Congress to protect human life. Front and center, Obamacare, a pro-abortion health care law, now before the Supreme Court. The ACLJ is urging the High Court, with the filing of multiple briefs, to reject this pro-abortion measure. Millions of Americans are marking the tragic implementation of Roe v. Wade 39 years ago by standing up for life. The ACLJ is committed to protecting life, standing up for the most defenseless of us all. We want you to have an important new resource, our DVD documentary, Choosing Life, our gift to you. All you need to do is call now, 1-877-989-2255, or get your copy online at aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
In my mind, reproductive care is essential care. It is basic care. And so it is at the center and at the heart of the plan that I proposed.
Yeah, that was President Obama talking about, guess what, folks, Obamacare, which he said had nothing to do with abortion. Well, you know what we do on this broadcast? We're lawyers. We give you the evidence. And that's his own statements. He was president of the United States proposing Obamacare, and reproductive care is essential care. It's basic care. It's the center and heart of the plan that he proposed. And we know that's the case. Planned Parenthood also marked the anniversary of the Supreme Court's abortion ruling by setting up a website to show the world exactly what Roe has meant in the past and still means today. Here's what it means. 54 million Americans have been killed since Roe versus Wade. So here's what I want you to do, folks. I'm going to ask you to do two things today, very important. I want you to support the work of the ACLJ. You know, we're finishing up our second brief, starting to work on the third brief on Obamacare. We're fighting Planned Parenthood in courts. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Go to ACLJ.org and make an online donation to the American Center for Law and Justice. ACLJ.org. It takes seconds for you to do it. I want you to do that. And I want everybody that's listening to me to be educated. Jordan, one of the reasons we do these fantastic films is that we want everybody to understand exactly and be educated. This movie that we did, it's a full-length feature film documentary called Choosing Life. It is phenomenal. We take you actually into the courtroom. Scenes on the streets of New York and in Atlanta where I'm engaging police officers about abortion protests. It's an incredible DVD. So what I want you to do is either request it at ACLJ.org, and I'd like you to make an online donation to help us out, or simply call our number right now. I want hundreds of you to get this DVD today. The number is 1-877-989-2255. I'm very proud of this documentary that Logan and his team have put together. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We want you to have it. And let me tell you why we want you to have it. Here's what the president said about being punished for a baby.
I don't want them punished with a baby.
That's the president of the United States now saying that. He was saying that when he was the candidate. That's the reason. Get this DVD, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org, where you can also support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. All right, Jordan, we got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go.
Vanessa's calling from New Mexico online too. Vanessa, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, thank you so much. I am so appalled that our president would say a baby is a punishment. First, he says we're not a Christian nation. Then he says we're, you know, a baby is a punishment. I wish the presidential candidate, whoever it's going to be for the Republican Party, would pick up on these things. And I wish you or other Christian organizations could get commercials on TV that would show people the horrors of abortion. We've killed 54 million people, babies, well, who didn't even have a chance. And our president said a baby is a punishment. Try reading God's word. They're a blessing from the Lord.
Well, let me, A, I agree. B, we have, believe me, we have, we've run ads. We continue to talk about it. Look, we're on 950 radio stations every day. I'm on, we're on not only Christian television, but you know this, Jordan and I are on Fox a lot. We talk about the life issue. We don't apologize for our pro-life position. There is no gray area in this. But what we have to do is, I think, as we continue to get these issues out, is point to what the president has said, understand he really believes it, and Jordan, fight back. That's what has to happen here. We've got to fight back. We won the partial birth abortion case because we fought back.
That's right, and you have to continue to fight because he's a president, again, who is celebrating Roe versus Wade. He is, again, that's the headline, celebrating that it's a landmark day and it's great for our daughters and great for our kids. I mean, that statement alone, when you're talking about, put every other issue aside, when you're talking about the abortion issue, this president has made it very clear for you to know exactly where he stands. He doesn't see it as a controversial issue. He's not wishy-washy. He is the strongest pro-abortion president in history, and he has no problem bringing his daughters as the example, and he's done it multiple times now. 54 million abortions since Roe versus Wade, and he is praising it. Remember how he said he wants to make less abortions? Planned Parenthood is getting more money and performing more abortions under his administration than in the past. And you need to understand, because I think we need to reinvigorate the pro-life movement.
Absolutely.
Choosing Life is a great DVD. You should call now, 877-989-2255, as people are marching in Washington, 877-989-2255.
All right, you can also go to ACLJ.org. And I am asking you to support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice, support the work of the ACLJ. There's a very easy way for you to do it. Just go to ACLJ.org. And as Jordan said, the history of the pro-life movement in this hour-and-a-half-long DVD special that we did, an ACLJ film, we want you to have it. Folks, if you're going to fight on this issue, get educated on this issue. 1-877-989-2255 to get your copy for free. 877-989-2255. Everybody that's listening to the broadcast needs it. Back to the phones.
Paul is calling from New York on line 3. Paul, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. Appreciate everything you do. You just kind of stole my thunder right there, what you just said about the president bringing his daughters into the conversation. I think that is so disgusting as an adult, as a parent, to talk about your children that way. This president, it's just disgusting. And I think it would be nice to have a day of prayer for all the women that have had abortions and all the aborted babies. Maybe like the first day of spring hopes eternal, and let's pray our thoughts to these people for a day.
Well, let me tell you, that does go on at the March for Life that's going on in Washington, D.C. right now. But let me pick up on something that I think you were reporting to, and I want to make this point very, very clear. The president has become, I believe, the most pro-abortion president in U.S. history. During a presidential debate with Rick Warren, you may remember this. This one, soundbite number 5.
At what point does a baby get human rights, in your view?
Well, you know, I think that whether you're looking at it from a theological perspective or a scientific perspective, answering that question with specificity is above my pay grade.
I mean, can you – the president of the United States – nothing, should, first of all, should be above his pay grade. He's the president of the United States. Secondly, why don't you just admit it? You're pro-abortion. Well, you do admit it. I mean, you say it. He said, you know – and it was interesting. The response from then-presidential candidate Senator McCain was very simple. At conception. That's what he said. So this tells you what it is, folks. Again, get educated. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 for this full-length feature film that I'm going to send out to you right away so you are educated on a major issue, because the Supreme Court hangs in the balance in these next elections. So you need to know what the Supreme Court has said, what the leaders of the pro-life movement have said, and you need to know the history of the pro-life movement. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Jordan, what's the sense in Washington right now about this issue? I mean, the March for Life is going on as we speak.
This is the single issue I think you could say elections have serious consequences. The president has not only, you know, instituted Obamacare, which is a bailout for abortion organizations. Planned Parenthood praises it. You know, you have, again, it's an issue. They're not hiding where they are. So you don't, it's not like they're trying to say, oh, we're trying to come to an agreement. No, he is strongly pro-abortion. He has increased international funding to organizations that are pro-abortion. He has tried to change the laws on abortion funding. He has got more money going to Planned Parenthood, $100 million more a year going to Planned Parenthood. He pledged to them as president that he would stand up for them. And let me tell you, the one thing President Obama has done, kept when it comes to his pledges, is standing up for the abortion industry. He's certainly done that.
Well, you saw that with going from $350 million to Planned Parenthood to almost $500 million this year alone. I mean, you're talking about significant dollars and significant revenues that you and I are paying for, which, by the way, is also in this DVD. We're paying for this. You know, when we're fighting Obamacare at the Supreme Court of the United States and Planned Parenthood's on the other side, do you realize that our taxpayer dollars are paying for their defense? And that's why I'm glad we have groups like the ACLJ, and that's why I'm glad you're standing with us. Again, I want to encourage you, support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. But let me say this as we get ready to go into a break. We'll be taking more of your phone calls. Folks, education is a big part of what we do. We litigate. We go to court around the globe. We fight for life, by the way, in Europe, in Russia, in the United States. I've argued a lot of abortion cases at the Supreme Court of the United States. This issue has gotten, when the president issued his statement today, and as we remember this historic anniversary, we must also continue our efforts to ensure that our daughters have the same rights and freedoms and opportunities as our sons to fulfill their dreams. It really gets me upset. But I'm going to play for you again. We played it a couple of times. Let me play for you again. Soundbite number 7, then I'm going to ask you to take direct action.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
You know, it pretty much leaves me speechless, to tell you the truth. But I'm never speechless, so I'm going to ask you to take direct action. I want you to go to aclj.org right now, make online donations and support. They're tax deductible. You could stand with us and fight back. aclj.org to support the work of the ACLJ. Everybody that's listening to me during this break, go to your phones. Let me get you this Choosing Life DVD, the history of the pro-life movement. Here's the number. Sending it to you free. Our gift to you so you're educated on life. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Choosing Life, the DVD, or aclj.org. Back with your calls in a moment.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on aclj.org. The battle to protect life could not be more important. While President Obama celebrates the tragic anniversary of Roe v. Wade, which has resulted in 54 million abortions, the American Center for Law and Justice remains dedicated to working in the courts and in Congress to protect human life. Front and center, Obamacare, a pro-abortion health care law, now before the Supreme Court. The ACLJ is urging the High Court, with the filing of multiple briefs, to reject this pro-abortion measure. Millions of Americans are marking the tragic implementation of Roe v. Wade 39 years ago by standing up for life. The ACLJ is committed to protecting life, standing up for the most defenseless of us all. We want you to have an important new resource, our DVD documentary, Choosing Life, our gift to you. All you need to do is call now, 1-877-989-2255, or get your copy online at aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. We got a lot of calls, Jordan. Let's go right to them. Again, if you want that free DVD, Choosing Life, I want you to have it. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And help me in this fight for life by going to aclj.org and making an online donation right now. It's tax deductible. You're really helping us out. aclj.org. Jordan, back to the phones.
Tina calling from Arkansas Online 2. Tina, welcome to JSecio Live.
Yes, I was just wanting to say in regards to the soundbite you guys played was that two wrongs don't make a right, and I feel sorry for his daughters.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, look, Jordan, the fact is the president really believes what he's saying. I mean, he is a pro-abortion president. You know what the problem is? There's a group of people like Planned Parenthood. They worship, their religion is abortion. They worship at the altar of abortion. That's like their life calling, to defend, you know, the slaughter of 52 million Americans. And that's, I'm calling it what it is because that's what it is.
Well, yeah, and folks, I mean, to understand that, I think in what Tina's point is right, and what President Obama said what is right, is that if you make these kind of statements, you bring your kids involved into it, it just underscores, again, that this is not something you have to guess. Remember, I remember back in 2007 in the 2008 campaign, people would call and say, I don't think he's going to be that pro-abortion. They liked a lot of what President Obama had to say on the campaign trail, and when it came to that issue, though they didn't like his record, they said, I don't think he'll be that radical on it. He has used his ability as the executive of the federal government and as the president of the United States to further entrench abortion, to get more money to abortion organizations. Obamacare is great. I mean, Planned Parenthood's praising it. And I think on that issue, if you just look at that single issue, he is not trying to hide. He is not trying to tell you that he's pro-life or in between on the issue. He's telling you, I am strongly pro-abortion, and I want more access to abortion, and that's exactly what we've seen from this administration. Let's get to another phone call. Karen in California on line 3.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. I was appalled to hear your comments about the President of the United States. The particular station that I listen to is a Christian station, and we're supposed to uphold the president that position with high regard.
Okay, can I ask you a question, Karen? Bashing the President of the United States, I'm saying what his policy is. Do you believe that abortion is a fundamental human right and that the aborting of 54 million babies is a good thing for this country?
Obviously, killing anything is not a good thing, and they'll have to answer for that judgment.
So what are we – so, okay, well, that's like saying when the Nazis were engaged in their genocide of Jews, we say nothing. They've got to answer for it. Or I could give you a list of other things, or what happened in the Sudan. But here's my question to you. Do you think because you're listening to us on a Christian station, we just give the president a pass on abortion? Is that what you're telling me to do?
No. What I would like, if you're gonna play a soundbite, play the entire soundbite.
Let me
jump in right
here.
You wish it wasn't, but that
is the soundbite.
Karen, you do know he's pro-abortion. I mean, I want to make it clear. You called in. We want to make sure. He has not tried to hide that from you. He made the sound bites. He put out this statement yesterday celebrating Roe versus Wade.
Which I read in its entirety.
Yep, exactly. He has made that part of his campaign. It's who he is. And he doesn't run from it, so why do we have to run from it? And by the way, you are directly responsible for your president because you elect him. And so you can't just say the president answers for it. America answers for it, too, because we decide who our leaders are. That's the great thing about our Constitution and the way our government is set up. But, Karen, do you think the president is not pro-life or something, or he's not really pro-abortion? Because he hasn't tried to tell you that.
He says what he means. I'm not trying to change his work.
Well, then what do you want? Can I ask you a question then, Karen? I mean, with due respect, what do you want me to do? Sit back and say nothing while I've been fighting against abortion for over a quarter of a century. Do you want me to just say, oh, we're not going to talk about it because the president is making these things? Listen to this statement from the president, and you tell me, Karen, I want your answer on this. And this is his entire statement, by the way, number 6.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
Okay, so, Karen, what do you want me to say? What do you want us to do?
What I want you to do is when you play a soundbite, play it in its entirety.
That is the whole thing.
That is his soundbite. I'm not editing his soundbite. That is what he said. You know what the problem is, Karen? This is the problem. I mean this to you with due respect. I'm glad you called. I'm glad you're listening to the broadcast. To me, it sounds like You don't understand what's at stake here. Orrin Hatch said it very well. Some anniversaries should not have to be celebrated because the events they mark should not have occurred. January 22nd, 2012, the 39th anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision is one of them. The decision is one of the greatest moral and legal tragedies in American history. Karen, do you believe that?
As a female, I'm torn with that.
Okay, well, that means you're... Okay, well, you're torn with that. That means
you're not pro-life.
You're not then pro-life, so we got it. That's why we asked the questions. Okay, I appreciate you calling in, Karen. Let me say this. You're absolutely wrong, and I'm not going to apologize for saying that. You are fundamentally wrong. I'm glad you're listening to a Christian radio station. I'm glad you're listening to this broadcast, but you are fundamentally wrong. I'm glad you said it. You're torn because you're a woman. Well, you know what? More than half of those children that were aborted were women also. So there is no excuse for this, period. And I think Orrin Hatch, Senator Hatch, our good friend, got it absolutely right. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know what? It's also interesting is in the same piece, he talks about the fact that President Reagan said the question is not when does human life begin, but what is the value of human life? Because we all know when human life begins. It begins at conception. Our Declaration of Independence says that every individual is created and given rights by God. Amongst those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. For the 54 million that were killed, they didn't get life. Pure and simple. Jordan, let's go to another call.
Yeah, let's go to Paige calling in Texas Online 4. Paige, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Paige.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good.
I'm about with you. I'm getting fed up at all this. The thing that really got me was when he said it was a mistake and he doesn't want them to be punished with it.
Yep.
Well, I mean, they made a choice by having sex in the first place, so it wasn't necessarily a mistake. It was a premeditated situation, just like when somebody goes out and drinks. Well, when you go out and drink and you get in a car wreck, should there be punishment for that? Yes, absolutely. Even though they made a mistake, it wasn't intentional, but they still have to pay for the consequences of their punishment, I mean, of the crime.
Yeah, because the problem is here is the president thinks that the way you pay for the punishment of the crime is you destroy the baby and remove the punishment. I mean, that's the logic or illogic of what he's saying, and I appreciate, Paige, your call, and I appreciate your comments. Folks, I wish we could take the rest of your calls because the phone lines are lit up. We'll be talking about this a lot this week, and we'll talk about the politics, of course, as the whole situation with the Florida first debate takes place tonight. But let me close by doing this. I want you to do two things for me. We are fighting aggressively against Planned Parenthood in California. And directly, we're challenging Planned Parenthood in California, where we've won at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, back at the trial court, and in Texas. We are fighting to keep crisis pregnancy centers open in New York and elsewhere. You go to your ACLJ.org. Go to our website. Make an online donation to the ACLJ. That's going to really help us out. I want to end this month really strong as we continue to fight back very aggressively. Go to ACLJ.org. Very important for you to do that. Now, everyone that's listening to me as we close this broadcast out, I want you to go to your phones. I want to send you our Choosing Life DVD. It is a full-length feature film. It is the history of the pro-life movement. It's an incredible documentary. You go to your phones right now. Here's the number. 1-877-989-2255. I'm going to send you as our gift, Choosing Life, the DVD. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Choosing Life, the DVD. And support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Secchio Show. Jordan Secchio provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Secchio Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansecchio.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Secchio Show via email, info@secchio.com.